This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Another thing you don't want to miss is this year's.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Football season with Kaiser University. The Seahawks have been to three consecutive national championship games, and they are loaded up again. Doing a tremendous job. This is a program that gets it. They get it from the standpoint of recruiting and also getting players and parents on their campus. And certainly in his first year, taking his undefeated team to the national title game as Coach Miles Russ. And he's kind enough to join us. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. And I'll tell you what, it's going to be before you know it. We're going to kick this darn 2025 season off. But before we do that, there's a lot going on in West Palm Beach over at Kaiser University. Again, thanks so much for taking the time with us on a Monday evening. And you guys have been busy, and it's going to get busier over the next couple of months.
No, it's been great. You know, obviously we had finished very strong with our spring ball and, you know, dealing with just college football itself. The transfer portal is crazy. so we're always working now. A lot of our guys got some really good opportunities to play at the Division I level. So really excited about that. But we got to replace those guys. So I'm excited for our incoming freshmen coming in. And then also we have to, you know, dip in some of the guys coming back home in terms of transfers as well. Leading up to our camp season. So we're very, very busy with recruiting, taking care of our high school kids, taking care of guys coming back home, and getting ready to hit this camp circuit, giving some other guys some opportunities as we get through this summer.
Even though you lose kids through the portal, I mean, do you kind of look at it and say, hey, listen, we did our job. We recruited this kid. He played here for X amount of years, and we did, you know, we taught him. We brought him along. We developed, and, you know, I mean, maybe that's a good thing that he's going to a, you know, a group of five school or a power four school. How do you look at it like that, Coach? Because I know that it hurts to lose a player, obviously.
Yeah,
you know, you guys, lose them. But, you know, so does USC and so does Miami and so does Ohio State. So everybody does. But in your situation is you're often developing kids who were looked at, you know, coming out of high school, maybe not at that next level yet, but you have taken them and brought them to that next level with the exposure, with coaching. How do you look at that?
Yeah, it's been great. I definitely look at it as a positive. You know, these guys understand and know what they're getting themselves into in terms of we want to get them ready. You know, on the field and off the field, get them prepared and knowing that, you know, if you can, you know, go through the process, do it the right way, you know, go through the plan that we have set forth for them, good things will happen and can happen for them. And I think it says a lot. You know, a lot of these programs are looking at our program, knowing what they're going to get from Kaiser University guys, know that they're going to get some hard workers that are going to do things the right way, going to be disciplined. And that definitely feels good to know that. And at the end of the day, these kids want to play at the highest level. So I know and understand that. But it's our job to make sure that we get them ready to. And if we can, you know, the biggest thing is try to get a degree before they take that next step as well, if they have the opportunity to do so. So it's been great. You know, honestly, it's part of it. It's part of college football itself. But within us, you know, we're trying to continue to do it how we feel is the right way of preparing these young men for life. And however long we do have them, to make sure that, you know, we're doing it the right way in terms of getting them ready to go.
Yeah, no doubt. Miles Rush joins us. He's the head coach at Kaiser University, and certainly the Seahawks have done extremely well since they've opened the doors. And you take a look at, as you mentioned, the offseason, and to me, you guys have done it right. I mean, you know, from the beginning, and you followed suit, is to have as many events as possible. You've instituted your Friday Night Light event where you get a lot of the kids on campus. You know that a lot of the parents will bring them there so they get an opportunity to see you what's going on. Talk about that, because I think that your idea, and I know that Coach Socia started it and you've kind of, you know, kept right with it as far as getting, you want people on your campus. You want them to see the facilities. They want to, you want them to see, you know, your buildings and things on the campus, which is great. Talk about that, because I know that you guys, and I've been to quite a few of your events, you know, the 7-on-7s, your camps, your, you know, and such. How important is it for you to keep running those during the, you know, during the month of June and July?
No, it's so important. I think that was the reason why I got the opportunity to come here 8 years ago with Coach Socia, being a local guy and understanding the importance of our young men within our community. And our team is a community-based team. And that's one thing that I wanted to continue to push, you know, from being a recruiting coordinator to being the head coach, and understanding that and never losing sight of that. So being able to, you know, have these guys come with their families, see the see our campus, be a part of what we're doing, and also be able to talk with them face to face and really take advantage of that. It's kind of crazy now. You know, I'm getting older that I, you know, some of my classmates, their kids are kind of coming through the pipeline now. So it's amazing how this world works. And just having an opportunity how this thing, that's what I love about just sports and football, you know, how related it is to life and seeing these young men try to find their way and then giving them opportunity. And I think we Kaiser University has done a really great job based off our alignment. From the administration down, and being able to showcase that with our camps, and being able to talk to these parents and uncles and aunts, and I think they can see our family atmosphere, and that they can also understand that they can watch their kid play and play at a high level at Kaiser University.
You know, when you take a look at this school and obviously the athletic program, I mean, known for a great golf, obviously one of the top golf programs in the country, but it's a well-rounded program, baseball, softball, the basketball programs. Talk about that, because, I mean, when you pitch, you know, a kid to come in for college, they want, you know, they want to go to a school that has not only the sport that they have, but also other sports where they can go and support during the offseason. How's that worked out for you as far as the support from the other sports on campus?
Yeah, like I tell everybody, it's not a coincidence. And again, it starts with the alignment of our president and Dr. Kaiser and the administration that these other sports can do so well, because we have the resources. They're putting not just a lot of money, but time within their within the students, within the student body. And I think it definitely shows. And, you know, when we first got the job, it was a lot, because all the sports, you know, are national champions or conference champions. They you know, every sport has done a great job. So we felt like we had to, you know, get this thing running, you know, very quickly. But they took care of us. You know, when we got there, was really nothing there within the first year. You know, they got this brand new facility that we're at currently in. Got an on-campus stadium, and then they gave us every resources that we needed to succeed. And I think for every sport has the same thing. But within those resources, doing right by them, and making sure that the community understands that we're doing right by the resources. And you know, even with the resources, I tell everybody, you know, everybody can have these nice buildings or anything like that, but at the end of the day, is who's inside the building, and it's the people. And I really think, you know, we have great people, not just with our football program, but with other sports and with our professors as well. That's what it's about, and I think that's what makes Kaiser University so unique, because the great people that we have within the building.
Yeah, and not, as we're speaking with the head coach at Kaiser University, Miles Ross, you know, Coach, the other thing, too, is you look at your roster, and there are a ton of kids that are from South Florida all the way up, you know, to the Space and Treasure Coast. How do you go about recruiting? Because I know you want to get kids who are core kids from the area, so obviously the support is good and you get a lot of kids. But when you get an opportunity to get kids from out of state or kids who want to transfer in from other schools, has that picked up a lot more?
Yeah. I think we've taken advantage of the portal in terms of, I think we get higher caliber high school kids. You know, unfortunately, some of the really good high school kids don't have as much opportunity. So we try to take advantage of that, of really, you know, going in and taking care of our high school young men that are coming straight from 12th grade going into college. So we feel like we can get higher caliber of those kids. I'm very personable, and, you know, I want to know these young men. So we take advantage of our local recruiting and state of Florida recruiting, of really me talking to the parents, talking to whoever is important in their lives, and be able to, you know, learn their goals and what they want to do, and, you know, talk with them so they can know who I am. And I think that is really everything I wanted, and, you know, once I, you know, got the opportunity to be head coach, being able to trust our assistant coaches and getting the right people. So that's my main focus. You know, I'm not the coordinators. I let those guys, you know, be able to take a lot of those responsibilities. And that allows me to really have a pulse of the team and also know our players inside and out. And I think that's been very important to us, and continue to help our culture. And that's what one thing that I tell these young men and their families when we meet face to face, understanding what they're getting themselves into and what this program can do for them, their son in the future as well.
Yeah, no doubt. Schedule coming up this year. Any exciting games? Because I know you guys have been up in the ante.
Yeah. So we tried. We tried to get our, you know, normally get our D2 games. Unfortunately, we tried our hardest. We wasn't able to get a D2 game this year. Was very disappointed in that, but was able to get a top five NAIA game. So the first game of the year, we're going up to Indiana Wesleyan. It's going to be a top five opponent. We're going up there. So very excited to play them the first game of the year. I think it's probably one of the top games ever in NAIA this early in the year, being a week zero game. So very excited about that. And then have some other out-of-conference teams in Bethel University out of Tennessee. That's always nice. A playoff team. And Cumberland's out of Kentucky as well. It'd be fun to go up there, you know, about 5-6 years ago, our first year ever making it to the playoffs. We lost to Cumberland our first playoff game. So it'll be fun to, you know, go up there and hopefully be able to revenge that.
Get some revenge. Get some revenge. Yeah, yeah. Good stuff.
So
I appreciate that. Good stuff, Coach. I thank you so much. You'll see us over the next couple months.
Yes, sir.
We love coming up there, and have a good couple weeks, and we'll see you soon.
All right. Thanks again, Coach.
Anytime. Coach Miles Russ ends what has been a great show, quick. But don't forget, Panther hockey's coming up next. Let's get that 1-0 lead on Toronto. We'll see you next week.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.